It's election day in Canada. In Simcoe North, the polls are open from 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. to vote. You must be at least 18 years old, be a Canadian citizen and prove your identity and address. If you have a voter's card, bring that to the polling station listed on the card, along with ID. Approved pieces of ID include a driver's license or other Canadian government-issued ID with your photo, name and current address. This includes ID issued by federal, provincial or local government. Without a government-issued ID, you can show two pieces of ID with your name and one must have your current address. According to Elections Canada, this includes a voter information card and bank statement, or utility bill and student ID card. More information on how to vote without ID and a list of acceptable documents are available here. If you're unsure of where to vote, you can find your polling station on elections.ca. For health and safety at the polls, there are COVID-19 measures in place. At polling locations, Elections Canada says there will be hand sanitizing stations, physical distancing markers, only one poll worker per desk and staff will be wearing masks. Voters will need to wear a mask and practice physical distancing. Single-use pencils will be available to mark the ballot or people can bring their own pen or pencil. In Simcoe North, there are six candidates in the race to replace retiring incumbent Bruce Stanton. The candidates are Adam Chambers, Conservative, Cynthia Wesley Esquimox, Liberal, Janet Lynn Durnford, NDP, Crystal Brooks, Green, Stephen Mack, PPC, and Russ Emo, Christian Heritage. Visit our dedicated election page for more coverage of the federal election. Once the polls close, be sure to check Orillia Matters for live coverage of the local and national results.